You may not know the name Asim Ul-Haq Qureshi, but he happens to be Pakistan's number one ranked tennis player, and he's competing in the U.S. Open with doubles partner Rohan Bopanna. Okay, that may not mean anything to you, but here's the thing. Qureshi is a Pakistani Muslim. Bopanna is a Hindu from India. And their partnership has been called the Indo-Pak Express on the international tennis circuit. And they've said openly, explicitly, that their purpose is to help quell 60 years of hostility between their countries and perhaps even between their two religions. Joining us now to tell us more is Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, how serious is this this aim to use this tennis doubles partnership to help Pakistan and India, the people of those two countries, kind of come to some agreement?
Well, I think for both of them, they've been on the tour since they were younger, and they grew up playing against each other or seeing each other on tournaments. So it didn't actually become, they were friends, and then when they started to say, hey, we need a doubles partner, they sort of came together by accident. They didn't come together specifically to sort of heal this conflict. But as they started to come together, people started to say, this shouldn't happen, this can't happen. And then they started to see the power and the viability of the message. And then that's when they took it on, and they've been pretty serious about it.
Are they any good?
Well, actually, that's a great question. They do actually are pretty good. They're ranked 16th. Their doubles team is ranked 16th,
wow.
16th internationally. In this February, they won their first ATP World Tour doubles title together. And they had the biggest thing that they did this year. They beat Bob and Mike Bryan, the two U.S. Doubles players who are the number one doubles team in the world. And they beat them. So they proved this year, they sort of broke through and proved that they could compete at that really high level. And now at the U.S. Open, they're poised to do it again.
Well, how important is tennis to either India or Pakistan? How much attention are they paying?
Which is a great point. When the two nations play against each other in cricket, you get 100 millions of viewers that gather around TV screens. And if one team loses, then it's a complete national disgrace for the other, you know, for that team, for that country. In this instance, they both are explicitly trying to raise the profile of tennis in their country. For Qureshi, his mother was a former Pakistan number one tennis player. So he comes from a sort of a tennis family. So for them, what they're doing is sort of raising that profile. And I think part of it is that it's not as big, but they want to use it to create this sort of harmony between the two countries.
Well, there were protests when they first teamed up, right?
There were protests, but there were also now, as a result of this over time, the protests have turned to millions of people watching their tennis matches in each country at the same time. And when they're playing together, you see Indians and Pakistanis together hugging, clapping, high-fiving.
They're rooting for them.
They're rooting for them, and they're rooting for them together.
So, I mean, do you buy this idea that this sports team, like a tennis doubles team, could do something to move a conflict between two countries that has lasted for decades?
Well, I think a bigger thing is that Ul-Haq Qureshi is a Liverpool fan and Bopanna is a Manchester United
there
supporter.
You go, see.
But I think what really the value of this, if they can, they want to create a tennis match on the border between Pakistan and India. And if they can do something like that,
where the net is the border.
Correct. And that they play on either side. I think the value of what they could do could be immeasurable for the situation with India and Pakistan. There's a lot of tensions, and the country has a lot of cultural, deep cultural connection and ties. So I think what they're doing is actually doing that, because they grew up without the history of partition, right? The 1947, 48, that era, they didn't grow up in that time period. Those are mostly stories from their parents, from their grandparents. For them, they're growing up in a new time, and they could perhaps forge a new identity through this process.
Could this backfire if they start losing every match they play?
Well, they definitely should win, and they better win. They're poised to do well, and I'm rooting for them, actually, in the U.S. Open.
It'd be great to set up a border tennis match, though. I mean, you could do it up in the mountains, you know, along that border where those guys in the white actually face off against each other, Indians and Pakistanis.
The Wagah border is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's the only overland checkpoint that they have. There's also the two Muslims, Shohab Malik and Sania Mirza, who are Shohab is a Pakistani cricketer, and Sania is the best Indian tennis players. They're both Muslim,
sports.
And they got married recently. So there's a precedent for this between these two nations.
Sports bringing the world together.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.